most of the deities around the world, which Sri Prabhupada loved to listen about every morning. During the last days in Vrindavan, Sri Prabhupada would sit up, ring his bell, get to Krishna Maharaj, and the first activity of Prabhupada was he would listen to the name of each deity in each temple. Right? So he say, so what is happening at the temple of Radhanila Madhava, which is Dallas? And then Krishna Maharaj would give a report. So this is happening. And then what is happening at Radha Kalachandji was Dallas. What is happening at the temple of Radhanila Madhava, which is Houston? Then what is happening with Radha Damodar, which is Gita Nagari? What is happening with Radha Govinda, which is New York? Right? What is happening at Radha Dwarkadhish, Los Angeles? What is happening at Gandharvika Giridhari, which is both in Mayapur and Karsner's Guard? In this way, Srila Prabhupada would meditate on each and every deity around the world. And he said, they are my life and soul. That's why we were saying, Prabhupada Pranadhan is the wealth of Prabhupada's life. And then Krishna Kaliya is in Fiji. Do you know the story of Krishna Kaliya? You know the story? You must be knowing.
Yeah.
Do all of you know?
No.
So, correct me if my version is wrong. Prabhupada was at Fiji, you know, giving Bhagavad Katha, spreading Krishna consciousness. And at one point, he asked one of his disciples to find out what is the local religion of the place. And they said, in most of the doors on Fiji, you have the picture of a snake with two feet on its head. Right? They worship a snake and they have 2 feet on its head. And every year, on a special day, they go to a small mountain and they throw fruits at that mountain. So who is that snake? And they found out that they call the snake Kaliya. Right? And actually when Krishna banished Kaliya from Vrindavan, he said, you're polluting Vrindavan, it is not your place. Kaliya became a devotee. He was always a devotee, but he fixed his sadhana and bhajan in a place far away from India, which is in present day Fiji. Which is in present-day Fiji. And then Prabhupada mentioned that when Kaliya left India, he came to Fiji. He's still doing his bhajan there. And therefore, we should worship Krishna along with Kaliya in Fiji. So if you go to Fiji, you'll see there is no Radha Krishna there. There is Krishna dancing on Kaliya and the 4 Naga Patnis around on the altar. Right? So Krishna Kaliya and Krishna Balaram, it's Raman Reti. When Prabhupada purchased the land in Vrindavan, there was nothing there. It was like marshy land. And he said, this is the place where Krishna and Balaram used to play 5,000 years ago. It's very strange. There is no other Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. And Vrindavan is the place where we meditate on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Right? It's very strange to have a Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, this is the place they used to play, so let's have this temple here. Anyway.
Well, I heard that, you know, Yamuna Maharaj plans to go like expedition to Fiji. Find out more about Kalyan.
The question is, who would dare to go there? Because that mountain, you know, it emits smoke, which is so poisonous, that if you go anywhere close to it, you go back to Godhead.
Oh, there is the smoke coming from that mountain.
Yeah. That's why...
There's a lake there also.
Yeah, it's a small mountain surrounded by, like, you know, like, what do you call this? It's like a Black Sea, it's like a big ocean, but it's not an ocean, it's like a lake. Like Lake Michigan. It's huge, but it's, you know, it's surrounding a piece of land. That's what I heard. And Radha Nila Madhav, the deity of Houston. So at one point, Prabhupada's disciples were in Jaipur. And they saw, in Jaipur is a place where they make a lot of Radha Krishna deities. So they saw a deity standing outside a museum. And his, you know, Krishna is like this, and they use his arm to hang umbrellas. Just to hang umbrellas on Krishna's arm. And he asked Ramakrishna Maharaj to find out, you know, like, if he can take the deity, and, you know, he purchased it. And they found out that deity was almost 500 to 600 years old. It was a very ancient deity. And then they took it from the museum and took it to Houston. Yeah, Radha Ranganeshwar, we all know the pastime, right? He chipped off his finger. You know that? You know that? In there was a Hindu society in London who got deities from India to worship. But unfortunately or fortunately, when they were shipping the deities, Krishna, Radha Rani's finger chipped off. You know, broke. And they thought, you know, if a deity is imperfect, we cannot worship it. And Prabhupada took that opportunity. So he went to this person's place and with Shyamsundara Prabhu and Kamakrishna Maharaj, and he said, you know, we want this deity. He said, okay, we'll talk about it. Prabhupada said, no, we just, Shyamsundara Prabhu, just go and see how heavy is Krishna, and just, it's carryable. And Kamakrishna go and found out how heavy is Radha. And he said, okay, so let's go. He just took the deities and walked out. And, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had sent so many of his disciples to open a center in London. And he was desperate to, you know, get the educated people there. So he said, Bhaktisiddhanta said, I am willing to make a library for students to read our books. And I'll also allow them to smoke cigarettes and eat meat. If only they come and read our books. He was sending preachers to London, but it kind of fell apart after some time. And that was Prabhupada's dream come true. So Prabhupada said, Krishna purposefully chipped that finger off for us. And when they installed the deities, they said, now Krishna is the Lord of London. He said, the name of the deity is Radha, London, Ishwar, the Lord of London. And same thing with Paris. When Prabhupada opened the temple in Paris, he said, well, Paris is famous for, you know, woman hunting. So Krishna has come to seek the most beautiful girl. Right? So his name is Pariseshwar. Anyway, so that was the mood of this bhajan. You enter the Mahabharata without delay. But can we move closer together unless you want to rest on the wall? Tapas Prabhu is excused because he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I can't see you. I know.
Come on.
Gurudev used to tell us, don't become wallflowers. He said, when there is a kirtan going on, a class going on, everybody loves the walls. He said, don't become wallflowers. Come up front.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nishtam Jena Tasmai Shri